Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Good morning, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. In preparation for Daniel O'Donnell's appearance at the National Arts Center on September 11th, we would like to broadcast the following show. This is your host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. As Bugs Bunny used to say, on with the show, this is it. Welcome in, friends.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On
the next Wayback Country Jamboree, coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Would you welcome, please, Mr. Daniel O'Donnell.
Stand beside me, for if I sing to me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone, sing me a love. Bring me the days when we were young.
Down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear, it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the olden garden oak.
Good morning, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock, and this is CFRC 101.9 FM. For the next 2 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a special 3-hour program on the career and the life of none other than Daniel O'Donnell, the boy from Donegal. So come with me back to Ireland and enjoy these Irish classics on the Wayback Country Jamboree for this Sunday morning. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to all my listeners out there.
You're falling, I can hear your voice calling, calling me back once again. I've been away for too long, but now
footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me on the
there. This is Daniel O'Donnell here, and this is a message for any of you living in or around Ottawa and Ontario in Canada. Delighted to be able to let you know that we're coming back to do a concert in Ottawa on September the 11th. We're going to be at the Barbara Asper Theatre at the National Arts Centre. See you there.
Good morning to each and every one of my listeners out there in Radio World. This here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for today, I'd like to invite y'all in, as this is the Sunday, the last Sunday in July of 2024. And with that, I would also like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located in Cornwall, Ontario. We are also being carried over historic CFRC 101.9 FM, where we have proudly been brought to you since May of 2016. Today, I would also like to invite y'all into a 3-hour celebration to the boy from Donegal, who isn't as much a boy anymore as he is or has become a beloved icon of Irish country music. That, of course, is Mr. Daniel O'Donnell. Now, before we get into our program and open today's program with two special songs, I'd like to give you a little history about the man we all know as the legendary Daniel O'Donnell and the boy from Ireland. Let's begin with the fact that Daniel was born December 12th in 1961 in County Donegal, Ireland. Having first come onto the musical scene in the 1980s, he is today respected as one of the true icons and legendary performers of Irish country music, not only in his native Ireland, but also worldwide. To date, it is said that Daniel's music has sold over 10 million copies worldwide. I'd also like to invite my listeners to go back with me into a musical journey that has led lasted more than 40 years in country music and Irish music. With that, we're going to open up today's program with none other than a lady very close to Daniel O'Donnell, his sister Margot, whom to me is the queen of Irish country music. With that, Margot will open the show today with Back to Donegal. Then we'll follow with Daniel himself and a live version of the old-time classic signature song of his, live, titled Stand Beside Me. With that, I would like to welcome you all to this morning's program and say good morning to my listeners out there in the listening area.
Welcome, please, Mr. Daniel O'Donnell.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you.
Stand beside me, stand beside me. For if I should lose you, I just couldn't get anywhere. Stand beside me. Stand beside me. You're the only one who'll ever make me care. Oh. I can't stand to think that I might be alone. Not alone again. Not the way it was back then. Before you walked into my heart, told me we would never part. So stand beside me. Don't ever let me be alone again. Stand beside me, stand beside me. For if I should lose you, I just couldn't get anywhere. Stand beside me, stand beside me. beside me. You're the only one who ever made me care. Oh. There'll be times when everything goes wrong, but darling, I won't care. If I know you're standing there, no matter what we have to do, together we can see it through. So stand beside me, I'll be standing right there. Everybody, stand beside me, stand beside me. For if I should lose you, I just couldn't get anywhere. Stand beside me, stand beside me. Gentlemen, first of all, allow me to say hello and welcome to each and every one of you. It's lovely to be here this evening.
Now, friends, following those classic opening songs here this morning, we're back here on the way back on Sir Jamboree. It's once again time to open up the program, as we usually do, with sending out some special requests and dedications. So first of all, for my beloved family, I would like to send out a song to Mama Dawn and Big Daddy Al today. For them today, I'll be one of the greatest early influences to Daniel O'Donnell in his musical journey, and that is none other than the man we all respect and know as the king of Irish country music, Big Tom McBride. It'll be a classic titled Don't Step on Mama's Roses. Then I'll follow with a song going out to my best friend down there in Nova Scotia, who celebrates his 75th birthday tomorrow. None other than Peter Trenholm of the Gospel Trail radio program down there in Nova Scotia. So for him today, it'll be a song by Daniel's older sister, who inspired Daniel's musical journey, Margot, and it'll be an all-time favorite titled Old Friends Like You. And happy birthday, Peter. We love you up here in Ontario. Then we'll wrap up this set with a song going out in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willoughby. Memory of Dad, it'll be a song that Daniel recorded and a song I recently heard for the first time titled In My Father's House. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world. Good morning, friends, and happy Sunday.
We all were called to come back to the old home on the farm. Mother passed away. Oh, what a sad, sad day. And as my daddy watched, his eyes were filled with pain and hurt when someone stepped upon a rose and crushed it in the dirt. Don't step on mother's roses, daddy cried. She planted them the day she was my bride. And every time I see a rose, I see her smiling face. She made my darkest days look bright around the old home place. Don't step on mother's roses, let them grow the way they did so many years ago. It'll bloom for me each year, and I'll have mother near. Don't step on mother's roses, let them grow. Years have passed away, and now the old home place has changed. Daddy had to go, we all miss him so. Children pick the roses as they go along the way, but when their petals are abused, I hear my daddy say, don't step on mother's roses, daddy cried. She planted them the day she was my bride. And every time I see a rose, I see her smiling face. She made my darkest days look bright around the old home place. Don't step on mother's roses, let them grow the way they did so many years ago. They'll bloom for me each year, and I'll have mother near. Don't step on mother's roses, let them grow Don't step on mother's roses, let them grow.
When I woke up this morning, I called you on the phone. I felt so blue and lonely, I felt so all alone. My mind's mixed up, I'm so confused, I don't know what to do. I need to talk to someone, an old friend like you.
I was looking through some photographs I took some time ago. There were some familiar faces, some I did not know. It took me back to times when I was never sad or blue. It took me back to when I had an old friend like you.
On your side,
all friends are there for you to lean on and confide.
When times are hard, they're always strong to help you see it through.
Well, it seems my luck is changing,
my life needs rearranging.
It seems it's now my turn to need an old friend like you.
Never meant to be. And then one day you moved away so far across the sea. And now and then I wonder if you ever think of me.
Now the years drift slowly by, and deep inside I know it's time to find and spend some time with friends that we miss so. Blue. I miss you, and right now I need an old friend like you.
Old friends don't let you down, they're always on your side.
All friends are there for you to lean on and confide.
When times are hard, they're always strong to help you see it through.
Well, it seems my luck is changing,
my life needs rearranging.
It seems it's now my turn to need an old friend like you. Well, it seems my luck is changing,
my life needs rearranging.
It seems it's now my turn to need an old friend like you.
My own children are rare.
smile would greet you at the door. A friendly word, even travelers there was welcome for. And at night time neighbors rumbled in and might stay. Are changing. The rambling house has almost gone, but I still hear the laughter of children just as long ago when I was young. In my father's house, we were poor but rich in love. No TV, but good times there were plenty of. We made the best of what we had, and we sang a happy song. In my father's house, in my father's house, when I was young.
Back home to Donegal, you're the pride of them all.
Hello, this is Margot from Ireland, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Wayback Country Jamboree over CFRC 101.9 FM. Keep listening for the best in country music.
Johnny Gaw, I love you still the best.
Yes, friends, now it's once again that time to take our weekly trip up into the mighty Ottawa Valley. The valley we call our second home here at the Wayback Country Jamboree. And first of all, I'd like to send out some Sunday morning greetings and well wishes to our dear friends and family in radio, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chapisky, whom I enjoyed visiting with yesterday at Uncle Ray's brother's place near Spencerville, Ontario. They did a wonderful pig roast there. And so for them today, as well as the whole family, it'll be a classic by the man we all love and remember as Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beatty, and a classic song titled Saturday Night Up the Gatineau. Then we'll follow with a song going out to Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Iron Prior, Ontario, and also Valley Heritage Radio, CJHR from Renfrew. For them today, it'll be a classic off a vinyl record I recently obtained last weekend by Dusty King Sr. of the Ottawa Valley. Then we'll wrap up with a song going out to another dear friend of the Jamboree and a true legend of the Ottawa Valley bluegrass music, Tom Wilson of Brockville. And for Tom today, I'll be taking off an old radio show that he did back in the 60s. It's going to be Take My Ring Off Your Finger. I'd like to share that this is, as mentioned, taking off a live radio program from 1960s. And with that, I'd like to wish everybody out in the Ottawa Valley a good day to the Valley listeners. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my listeners.
Two more couples over here. Are we all set to go? Well, it's Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Hey, hey, my please go away, that song. Your old dumb boots and your black and all. Grab your dancing shoes and away you saw for a Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Yes, Saturday night up the Gatineau. It's the best big time that you ever saw. They all hit down to Wakefield Town. Saturday night for the big hold down.
Old
time fiddles there to jive, pretty girls from the Cashmere, twig and girl from Baltimore, and hammer ever down on the heart. Hey, please go the way that acts you, but the rest of the lumberjacks grab your dancing shoes and away you saw. Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Thank you.
night I'm on the street past the cloud, pop on your face, so so. Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Saturday night up the Gatineau.
We'll have a song at the supper break by my friend Paul Coop from the Otter Lake. Mr. Don Gilchrist, he will shake his shoe. And the Daily Boys, they will be there too.
And the Daily Boys, they will be there too.
Old time tables there to judge. And pretty girls from the Cashaband. Swing that gal from Baltimore. And the Tamaracker down on the heart. Hey, hey, Don, he's all the way to the axe. You and the rest of the lumberjacks grab your dancing shoes. And away we saw Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Happy evermore. listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River is my home.
Now, friends, it's once again time to welcome our very special guest of honor onto the Wayback Country Jamboree in this first of three special interviews I got to do with Daniel O'Donnell over the years. Now, I would like to mention that this dates back to 2021 and was our first visit together from that year. And also, it refers to the pandemic that happened, but also to the Yuletide season, as it was taken from an old Christmas interview and program I got to do with Daniel back at the time. Now, following this very first interview with Daniel, we will hear an all-time favorite song that I first got introduced to his music through, titled Home to Donegal. With that, here is an interview blast from the past with Daniel O'Donnell and myself. I would also like to mention that the sound is a little off on this due to the landline I was using at the time. With that, here's Daniel. Let's go back to your early birth in 1961 in Donegal, Ireland. What was your childhood like?
Well, I was born and brought up, as you say, in County Donegal. It's a very quiet, very quiet environment, right out on the west coast, on the northwest coast, should I say. And everybody knows everybody. I come from a wee village, just about 50 people living in the village.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a surrounding areas too, but the actual village itself is very small. So that's where I grew up, right on the edge of the Atlantic. And I suppose if we left home on a boat, we would end up maybe hitting Newfoundland first.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that would be our first stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my family's from Ireland as well. So we've got ties, you and me, together. But we came over...
I suppose a lot. So many people have Irish ancestry all over the world, you know, the Irish people.
Yes.
There was a lot of immigration there through the years. So there's a great connection with Ireland and many countries throughout the world.
Exactly, that's right. So your first interest as a career choice was actually a financial banker. How did you come into music?
Well, I've always enjoyed singing, Johnny, you know, even when I was very small. I don't remember a time not singing. I was at school, and I suppose even though I was, banking is almost said, but I think what I really would like to have done maybe was teaching, but it would have been in the area of I loved, when I was at school, accountancy and economics and maths. That was the subjects that I enjoyed, and I suppose I wasn't a genius, but it was okay. I went to college to do a business after I left secondary school, as we call it. Do you call it high school? I'm not sure. And that's when I was there. I still had this thought in my mind that I would love to try the music, and I only stayed a very short period at college, and I thought I'd have to try and see how the music would go. So I put all the eggs in one basket. I don't know what I would say to people now to do. I would always say maybe you should get your education first, but I didn't do it myself. I went, and I mean it was the right decision for me, but it was quite an ambitious move when I did it.
Was it? Yes. Yes. So this comes up to our next question, that on February 9th of 1983, you released your first single.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, I recorded it on February the 9th. And I suppose there are certain dates in all our lives that are very significant. And I went and recorded that day. And the record eventually that I released, it was a single record. They had an A and a B side then. And I made the A side stand beside me. It was a Kitty Wells song. And Kitty had sung it sort of in a slow version. And I kind of made it into an up-tempo song.
Yes.
And on the B side was a song called My Donegal Shore. I come from County Donegal in Ireland. So it was a song that I liked very much. So these were the be my Donegal. So eventually became the song that really got me started out. I suppose not many people record their first song and have such success with it. And it's not that it was a success in the charts, but it was a huge radio single. Radios played it all the time. At that time, there was a lot of pirate radio stations. I don't know what you would call them there. I don't know if you call them pirate, but there were illegal stations, but they were everywhere because the national station wasn't playing a lot of country music.
Okay.
So these stations were everywhere. They're all, they all have licenses now, but they played Donegal Show and Stand Beside Me. And, you know, Stand Beside Me became my signature tune. I start shows with it almost all the time.
Exactly.
And I used to finish with it, you know, in the early days as well. And so the two songs, you know, to this day in shows, I would do them. You know, that's almost 40 years later.
Is that right? Yes. So I understand that you have written many of your own songs. Would you tell us about one called Home to Donegal?
Well, I didn't actually write Home to Donegal. I've written a number of songs, but Home to Donegal was written by a man from Donegal called Patsy Kavanagh. And it's a very, very popular song with Donegal people, I suppose, primarily first. But it extends way beyond it when we sing it. Anywhere in Ireland or indeed abroad, people know the words and they sing the chorus. It's just a great, it has become a huge, almost anthem.
Yes, it has.
When you sing it at a show, people just love it. And I'm delighted that I've recorded it. I've recorded it both in English, first of all, but I also recorded it on TV. And the Irish language, we had it translated, and I sang it in our local, our national tongue as well.
Oh, nice. Yes, because I would like to tell you that that's how I first got introduced to your music, is Home to Donegal.
I love it. It's a great song, and it's very simply, you know, put together. It just tells the story of coming back home, and the chorus is really strong. This is my homeland. You know, it's very, 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 very strong.
And it really paints a picture, that's for sure.
The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now. Soon I'll see you. We'll talk to the old. Sing a few songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them. The days fly around. This is my home. Tomorrow we'll take
sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering son. This is my home.
Friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree, from his home in Donegal, Ireland, to the capital of Canada, Ottawa, Ontario, I'd like to welcome y'all to an upcoming concert experience coming up on Wednesday, September 11th, in the capital of Canada, Ottawa, Ontario. That'll be the night that international reclaimed star as well as best-selling artist Daniel O'Donnell will be coming to the National Arts Centre in Ottawa, Ontario. The doors open early and the show starts at 7 p.m., so this is going to be your chance to see a great musician and a longtime friend of yours and mine. Tickets start at $100, and you can contact the National Arts Center in Ottawa at their box office at 1-888-991-2787 for more information. This is going to be one night you're not going to want to miss with, yes, national acclaimed international star Daniel O'Donnell.
Live again those sweet memories of my life in my Irish country home.
Now, friends, once again, we're back here following that 2021 visit with our dear friend Daniel O'Donnell. And it's once again time to turn back the years to the golden age of vinyl records in what we like to call the vinyl blast from vinyl past. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door here this morning. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's turn back the years 60 years ago to the year 1964 when Hank Lachlan, forever known as the Irish tenor of country music, released a great concept album surrounding the music of Ireland in what he would call Country Songs Irish Style. With that, I'd like to play a classic off this old original 1964 album titled If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. With that, let's tune up the old record player and turn up the volume as we listen to our dear late friend Hank Lachlan. Welcome in, friends.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrocks and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay,
Shannon River join the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flown into Botany Bay. If the Shannon bells ring out in old Fremantle, and County Cork and Adelaide did appear, Aaron's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lovely fairies dancing on the village green. There are lots of lovely colleens, the finest ever seen. Sure, we'd wrap the green flag around them if we had old Ireland here. If the Shannon bells ring out in old Fremantle, and County Cork and Adelaide did appear, Aaron's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home.
Yes, friends, once again we find ourselves at the end of another Wayback Country Sunday morning hour here this morning. And as we send this out of the first hour and into the second hour at 9 o'clock, I would like to play tribute to a collection of great gospel favorites, including, first of all, The Coal Miner's Daughter, which was one of Daniel O'Donnell's most favorite female singers of all time, Miss Loretta Lynn. And from Loretta we have If God Is Dead, Who Is This Living in My Soul? Then we'll follow with another friend of Daniel's, none other than the true pride of country music, the late great Charlie Pride, and a classic titled Jesus Is Your Savior Child. Then we'll send us into the very top of the 9 o'clock hour with another all-time classic by Daniel O'Donnell. It'll be his version of Church in the Wildwood. With that, I hope to talk to y'all on the other side of the 9 o'clock hour, and I'd just like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
He puts flowers on the hills, your cup he gladly fills. How can you turn around and say God is dead? But when you when life gets like a ship on a raging sea, and when the stage of life grows cold, somebody helps us play our role. If God is dead,
that bled for you and me.
Mississippi, we were taught about the Lord. His ways were taught on mama's knee, good life was his reward. We worked from sun to sundown, most each and every day. And when we'd get home hot and hungry and tired, mama helped us all to pray. And she said, Jesus is your Savior, child, don't ever let him go. Put your life in his direction, you will reap just what you sow. Praise his name and praise his glory, it was for us that he died. He will lead us into heaven if we walk by his side. Many times my mind goes back when I am feeling low, to the good old days on mama's knee and the times we used to know. How she taught us from the good book when we might have gone astray, and she'd hold us in her loving arms and teach us all to pray. And she said, Jesus is your Savior, child, don't ever let him go. Put your life in his direction, you will reap just what you sow. Praise his name and praise his glory, it was for us that he died. He will lead us into heaven if we walk by his side. And she said, Jesus is your Savior, child, don't ever let him go. Put your life in his direction, you will reap just what you sow. Praise his name and praise his glory, it was for us that he died. He will lead us into heaven if we walk by his side. He will lead us into heaven if we walk by his side.
For our sin, if we say church in the valley by the wildwood. No lovelier place in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Oh, come
to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. How sweet on a bright Sunday morning to listen to the clear ringing bell. Its tones so sweetly are calling, oh, come to the church in the vale.
Oh, come.
Come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Come to the church in the wildwood, to the trees where the wildflowers bloom.